Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Now, prepare yourself for some muchly needed higher vibrations on the show right now, all the way from the UK, LifeWise with Joss Talbert is next. Joss, let's welcome you on to reintroduce yourself, your show, and your guests for today.
Thank you, Nicole. How are you? You good?
I'm still kicking. Woo!
Still kicking. That's good enough, right? That's good.
It has to be.
One kick at a time. Hi. So, hello, everybody, wherever you are doing your thing. Happy afternoon, I guess, if you are in Canada. It is 10 p.m. here in England. So my name is Joss Talbert, and I reside in the UK, and you are listening to the LifeWise radio show. I run LifeWise. I came up with this concept of helping people through healing and well-being, and it forever evolves, and really I'm all about causality, getting to the root of us, and how good can we make ourselves, who holds the, not the golden key as such, but how do we make ourselves raise our levels consistently in order to get that feedback. And I do this through one-to-one work, young people a lot as well. I visit schools, well, I did do until this thing kicked in. Healing with people, distant healing as well, and that's me in a nutshell. You can go to www.lifewisecollective.com. Feel free to chuck me an email. Really, we're just inquisitive people wanting to meet other inquisitive people about bettering ourselves. And tonight's guest is good time friend, really. So good vibes in brother, Tyler McCarroll. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Howdy. Howdy, Joss bro. I'm all good, man. I'm all good. How you doing?
Yeah, good, man. You sound like you're in a lay-by.
Oh, no. That will be the open window. It is very hot in the UK at the moment.
It's warm. It's warm. It's like, yeah, very warm. It's been like about, yeah, what, I don't know, what, 20, 25, 26 degrees, something like that today. For us, that's pretty good.
I mean, I was at work today out and about, and just the direct sunlight, it's like, it's, you know, you get the usual tropic heat, you're kind of good vibes, everybody wants to chill out on a lounge somewhere. It's more of a sticky kind of heat, like a get to the shade, man, get to the shade.
Yeah, absolutely. But I say it 25, yeah, 26, most people would be thinking, yep, so what? That's, yeah. But here, that's, I don't know, there's added stuff to it. You may as well kind of like be on holiday, which is probably adding to the vibes, which is kind of nice too. But, yeah, dude, do you want to kind of like, I don't know, describe yourself? Do you want to introduce yourself,
yeah,
a little bit? I've got you as good vibes ambassador, and that's kind of like how I think of you, homie. So, do your thing.
All love, man. All love. Thank you, man. Thank you. Well, I am a young-ish 24 dude living in Luton, England. For anyone across the world who isn't aware of places in England, Luton's close to London, so I'm guessing London area-ish person. Yeah, well, I'm just doing my own thing. I kind of met you through work at the youth centre you currently work at, and then yeah, just kind of we spent a whole lot of time just talking good vibes, and realised we're both on some weird spectrum of awesomeness of loving the weird and wonderful, which I do appreciate. It's nice to bounce off somebody similar always. And yeah, just, well, I follow off your idea of good vibes ambassador. Yeah. I love anything weird and wonderful that challenges anything I currently think of or try and concrete with myself. Yeah, constantly yeah. Open that Pandora's box and see what tickles my fancy.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Nice one, my friend. So, Tara and I bumped into each other. So for those who do not know, then I am also a youth worker. I've been working professionally in youth work 15 years or so. So I'm part of a small team that run a big old youth centre, obviously quite quiet at the moment. No big surprise. but you know, we're still doing our thing, still doing our stuff as much as we can online. But anyway, going back to, so bumped into Tyler about 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, that's flown by
around
then.
That's crazy. Yes,
that
has flown. About 5 years ago, where like he came sort of like fresh from kind of school, wearing suits and impressing the world with your massive greatness. And I was kind of, come on. It's like, what do you expect coming fresh out of that kind of a situation where you're, I don't know, you learn what you learn and you're into what you're into, because that's the people you're hanging with. That's the teachers, the environment and all the rest of it. And then, I don't know, we just bounced off each other a lot, still do. And and it's been an awesome sort of 5 years, because I don't want to bang on about it too much, but like going back for me and my sort of like weird journey from 2013, well, you've been kind of a part of, yeah, an interesting sort of sounding off person for me with that. And then, you know, you've seen me kind of bringing in like a bazillion books from time to time and sharing ideas with you. And we'll get into the holographic universe at some point as well. Why not?
Definitely.
Why not? And I appreciate where you're coming from as someone who just so open-minded, gives things a go, challenging yourself, which is just epic, because you leave yourself like open and like vulnerable, and then so open to getting things pear-shaped in order to get the quick reward and then learn more about yourself and go, nah, I'm all right. And that I admire like heaps. So you know, it's not halo polishing time, it's just to give like an intro to Tyler. And you know, we're not superheroes here. It's just a simple case of we're just people, which is just like the people listening to this, no doubt. You know, we're people doing our thing, which has turned a little bit more weird, which is why we're going to be talking about the things we're going to. So I may as well kind of say roughly what we'll kind of get into. So we'll cultivation of the self and kind of what that means, and responsibility equals freedom. We can kind of tap into that a little bit. The common denominators of what is now, as in who is doing well given this world scenario, and therefore the flip side, so who isn't doing quite so well in that situation, and maybe some things for people to kind of chew over, try out. I don't know, everyone's different, right? Positive mindset. And something we talked about just the other day, which I thought, oh boy, which was observing what the self is doing in these times, because you find yourself getting caught out and having to kind of respond to the situation. And maybe you haven't done something for a long time, or you're trying something new. How does that strike you at the moment, T?
No, I'm loving it, man. I've already had multiple bubbles of thought popping up in my head at everything you've said.
Oh, fair play.
Okay,
well,
man.
Yeah, indeed. Well, do you know what? Let's go. We'll start at the top. Let's go for like cultivation of the self, and I'll explain kind of what I mean by that. And that's basically the betterment of yourself, little by little by little by little. And I mean that in thought, speech, and action. And if they can be done in that order, well, the actions aren't as drastic, reactionary, and dramatic. If you're able to kind of, if you're constantly working on your thoughts, for example, I don't mean heavily, just keeping it in mind, kind of pun thingy, then that helps you then not have to kind of just blurt out stuff you wish you never said, and then, you know, maybe then follow up on actions on that which you never wish you kind of did. So the cultivation of the self, so what does that kind of mean to you? Does that, is that on your radar at all, my man, and how does that kind of fit with you?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Like, it's, well, constantly what we try to do throughout life is to give ourselves a better life. But the beauty is, again, through the first step of thought, that can change every single day. You know, the idea of what do we think the world is, you know, how we live our best lives and what that means to us. Mm-hmm. Like when you said, for example, when I first started at Toco, where we worked together, I was just a fresh-faced 18, 19-year-old dude in a suit every day in a youth centre of all places, wearing a full-piece suit like a crazy person, monkey suit, goodness. And, and my idea at that point was thinking, oh, great, I'm going to build on my marketing skills and become my own entrepreneur. I'm going to have millions and millions of pounds and just going to live my best life and all these people will love me, et cetera, et cetera. I'll do my family proud because of that. I literally got the shock of my life as I got involved with people like yourself and just shooting the breeze and talking about all the elements of the weird and wonderful that I've never kind of had a group of people to talk about specifically, whether that be philosophical or just simple daily practices that not everybody else might consider normal. That completely changed now, like especially on the ideals of materialism, specifically like kind of the relationship of money and having certain wealth. What is wealth? That's completely changed rapidly in that time from being the fresh-faced 18-year-old to myself now, as you've seen anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally get that. I guess like coming out of school or any of that sort of
some form of institution.
Well, yeah, because you're always kind of, you're told to perform, you're encouraged to perform. Well, actually, no, a lot of people are told to perform, let's keep it real. but you're encouraged to perform, and, you know, some people will say you kind of, you know, be at your best and all the rest of it, and no, I get that to a point, and there's a lot of value in that, you know, because you get to kind of suck a bit, you know, and then you get to, like, learn about yourself a bit more, so you know you can put on quite a big scale. Go on.
Yeah, sorry. So it can be a good system, not for everyone, but for a good amount of people as well. Like I'd say, certainly being in that setting gave me a certain drive to want to complete things and get things done. But obviously there is the flip side of people who consider the naughty kids or such, or people who don't necessarily do academically well. That's more of a challenge for them. But I've seen a lot, as you've seen as well, a lot of people who come out of that setting and jump into whatever environment they choose to, or even naturally fall into, some of them thrive in a completely different way, whether it be just a practical or people-based environment where they bounce off other people to learn what is good for them, you know?
Absolutely, which jumps like straight in, like link into reality and your reality over somebody else's version of it, you know? So I know of that changes on a constant. Almost that on that reflective universe kind of model where, you know, we could all be looking out the same window, but we're feeling and seeing the same thing, but in a different kind of way, because your memories are attached to this, that, or the other. So your reality, coming out of a school setup, and actually, do you know what? We'll kind of like bring it up to now, where we're talking about your reality given this scenario of, you know, where we're sort of told to be where we are, well, indoors largely, but, you know, whatever it is, you're told when to be where, how, blah, 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 blah. But it, in fact, it probably makes even richer, I would say, your, what is your ability, I guess that's the question, what is your ability to generate a different you given this scenario? I find that a really pretty cool challenge, if it, that is such a thing. I don't know, how are you finding this?
Yeah, oh, with the current situations that are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, personally, obviously, I'm considered a key worker in the UK. So that's one thing I didn't touch on with you the other day, is that obviously I'm coming from the perspective that I still have my routine kind of in place. There's some slight changes at work, but I still have that. Right, I wake up in the morning, I've got an idea of what I'm doing majority of the day because I'm working it. But when I come back, what I found is that there's like a newfound peace, or there has been for quite a while, out in the outside world, and it's kind of really toned things down and made you, or at least made myself, focus a lot on the environment around me and the people. So it's for me, in my personal perspective, that it's been a great opportunity, man. It's been a beautiful time, and I've seen some really, I know there's been a lot of negatives surrounding, obviously, a lot of what the situation's causing, but...
Yeah, we can get to that. What's your experience?
If there's any silver lining you can take from it, there's just so much healing that's happened for people, the world over, in so many different angles you can think of, whether that be environmental...
Go on, elaborate on a couple there, because I don't know if you were going to...
Yeah, yeah, so I saw this this post about there's this massive tear in the ozone layer, and has been for some time. And literally in about 5-6 weeks since this kind of lockdown situation and the less pollutionings or human activities going on, that's completely recovered, like completely repaired itself, which is just sounds incredible, amazing. Venice itself, so I heard a lot of sort of thing about Venice, rivers that go in between the cities, they're crystal clear. You can see schools of fish in it. And for the first time in a good couple decades, dolphins have returned to the rivers as well.
Do you reckon they were always there? They just didn't know where they were going.
Yeah, they've just been
hiding
under the beams.
Your sonar doesn't work in this. What is this rubbish?
Yeah. This is some murky business, man. Yeah. Well, even in the UK itself, there's pictures of like Brighton and Blackpool where the beaches are looking like some holiday picture for the Jamaican Islands, you know, crystal bright blue oceans you can see for a good little bit out into the distance, which is just amazing to think how in such a little time of just the world having more stillness, so much things have happened to repair it on a physical level, but then also seeing from my own personal experience, seeing people when I'm out and about. I do a job, my job involves being outside quite a lot. I see a lot of people taking families out, and they're just kind of enjoying each other's company. There's a whole lot of people jogging. I don't think I've ever seen so many people jog my entire life.
Bikes.
And
Yeah,
man. Oh, definitely. Most of the time now, for a certain point when I was in my van, I'd spend a lot of my time in traffic with bicycles more than cars. initially
like
towards the start of it. Yeah.
It's less weed. Yeah. Kidding.
But But yeah, so again, that's just some like kind of small kind of physical examples that particularly on the environmental side of and I guess for a people psychological side of how there have been some positives and healing, natural healing opportunities for the world over.
Yeah. See, and this is like they're like as a fact of the matter, as a default setting of kind of just what has happened given the human activity. Okay, given the scenario, you probably wouldn't have asked for it. At the same time, given what has happened, and that's, you know, a whole bunch of different people's, you know, their own version of reality, you got to accept that your tiny bitty life, which is epic at the same time, how about that? You know, we'll get into like the Mandelbrot set holographic universe of, you know, who was saying the other day about, you know, I'm a special snowflake. And yes, and completely no. You know, at the same point, you know, we're just a speck, but you're part of, or we are part of, a colossal pattern that is happening. You know, picture yourself a like a Persian rug or something, you know, then you know, the individual is just one little thread that makes up a really intricate pattern, and your thread is extremely important to that pattern, because you form the whole in your tiny experience. But I think there's been too much emphasis on the self. In fact, that segues really nicely. I wanted to kind of like just
flowing so well today, into, man. Love it.
Oh, that's nice. Bump into like what is called the great year. And I don't know if we talked about this, but the reason why I kind of wanted to talk about this is that it's no big surprise that we go from Pisces into Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. And you know, whilst it's in that amazing film, it's a point of fact if you follow this great year. So I'll explain real quick for those who are going, what now? I'm sure lots will get it. So Earth is round. I know a lot of people are disappointed with that, but it seems to be. If you take a line straight from north to south, then you will have what's like a spinning top. Well, the Earth many moons ago tilted and the poles shifted, so the Earth itself didn't shift like a nutter, but the poles shifted 23.3 degrees, so they say. And then we're on like an ellipsis. So above us we follow the zodiac, so the 12 houses. I know some people go by one more, but we'll go for that for now, just because. And our existence in each one of those houses, as our planet kind of wobbles through like a spinning top slowing down, well, it goes through these houses at about 2,500 years each of human years of our experience. And we're going from Pisces into Aquarius, and this is a big thing, because it's gone from Pisces, before that was Aries, and before that was Taurus, and then off we go. And I know we're going backwards there, but that's the way it's been. And Aries has been a lot about monarchy, the kind of protection of people. You know, you're under my wing, you do what I say, or if you're out on your own, someone else is going to pick you up and do not very nice things with and to you. So it's all been about, you look to me and I will look after you. Well, that's for many, many moons, and we're still kind of there now. Okay, fine, people are chucking their toys out the pram and there's certain royalty just jumping ship, which is interesting, but another, we'll get there. And then we go from Aries, you know, the ram, and then going into Pisces, which then turned a lot more of the same stuff, but turning into that personal, more selfishness about what can I do for me. You know, if you're not in my posse, well, good luck to you, but if you go down, I'm taking your stuff because you don't need it anymore. So it became very selfish, but with that similar kind of ilk of the previous kind of house. And then we now go from that, those scenarios, which are very patriarchal, really. And then it comes into Aquarius, and then Aquarius is like, it's all up for grabs. It's a fundamental change. Like those last, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 years, and I would go before, but then it's going on about sort of Taurus, and that's being very bullish and barbarian and all that sort of stuff. Don't want to go too over the map here. But it's been very kind of heavy, and then now it's different. Different, weird, different, and it, but then the default setting is about people together as weird individuals making it happen together. So it does make me wonder about, well, actually no, because you can see the structures that have been in place for the last long time, and whilst they're still strong, they're screaming. And in my experience, anyone who's kind of screaming and shouting a lot, they haven't quite got their stuff together, and it's not really working anymore. So I don't know, this is kind of where my head's at. This is what I kind of observe out there, and I have done for a whole bunch of years. And I don't think that any particular theory is watertight as such, but for me, my experience is pretty darn close, which then puts us into right now about this scenario and what is then happening. It might seem chaotic and really oppressive and harsh, and in some ways, if that is your reality, which it will be for a lot of people, then I truly feel for you, because, well, it's a, no one wants to be in a harsh situation, but the upshot of that is you don't get the good stuff without that. And that's no big surprise, and it's not a whole lot of solace to people out there dealing with the heaviness of it. But the fact is, if you can see yourself through that, the personal learning and the gain from that, if you can see it, is colossal. Admittedly, it's really hard to accept that when your chips are down, and we've all been in those scenarios, and some will be in it now, and some will be in it in the future, and it's the way it goes. But without that learning, you don't get to grow in every way going. Does that ring any bells with you, T?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Like, it's, I think anyone from this kind of life experience is that anything you've been grateful for, anything you've kind of earned and you've celebrated within yourself, some form of achievement. Not everyone may do it, but there will be a good amount of people who will reflect upon the struggle and the progress that you had to go through to get to that point. It's that idea that, like, there was a thing I'd heard that, like, a pilot, when the pilot goes from another plane, they're like 90 some ridiculous amount of the time they're always off course, and they constantly have to course correct. That's kind of a good analogy of kind of life, of how you're working towards a goal. I mean, once you've got an idea of what direction you want to go in, at that point in time, what you want to explore, you're going to have some stumbling, you know, and trip up along the way. There's going to be some failures. There's going to be some mini successes. And really, your perspective during that will be the part of reaching that success. It's that realizing that, well, yeah, you're going to have to face some struggle. You're going to have to face defeat and failures, and even as well, that comes with the progress of, well, oneself, one's journey, you know?
100%. Yeah, and that's where I'd come.
Oh, sorry.
Can you hear me? Yeah. You'll connect
got you,
a little
got
bit.
You.
Yeah, which then sort of feeds back into, like, then the cultivation of the self. So then, like, what does that mean and how do you do it? And that's just being mindful of your thoughts. And for me, is how, like, impatient I might be about certain stuff, and then watching myself get impatient, and then there's my bit of that learning of going, okay, how do I deal about this bit differently than what I did before, which was maybe then react. But because I've been in this cultivation bit for a while now, then the examples become more refined, more subtle, and you're able to deal with things at a thought level before it gets messy. And not like it doesn't get messy, because it does, but to the cultivation of the self, it's whilst it's kind of tricky, it's very simple in its origins. And the improvement on life I found, whilst it never ends, and that might seem a big thing, it's an important bit, because you can see those chapters, I call them chapters, when you've gone so far down that line and you look back, or something happens and you deal with it differently and you go, oh, I can now handle that differently, better than what I ever did before. It's because you've kind of done the homework, you've put the mileage in. And all I can say is that it's really, truly, deeply, honestly, absolutely worth it, from thought leading into voice and then, you know, action. But I know that time is flying, T. So what I wanted to do here was kind of say, like, the treatment of the self, and I'd say this is at any time, but given this scenario, there'll be a ton of people indoors and, you know, as we know, they're all over the place. Then I'm a big one for treating the whole person, you know, so you're talking food, physical, the environment you keep, and I know this feeds then directly into our mighty Dr. Bruce Lipton's epigenetics and the awesomeness of that. What do you have, any sort of like, maybe not daily practice as such, have you got stuff that you do that's important that helps you out, full stop? I know the answer is yes, so hit me.
Yes, it's a tough one. There's nothing specific, like yourself. You've delved in and out of many different cultural, philosophical influences, and then individuals as well. Like we were saying the other day about having people that we kind of get inspired by. We get into a practice of doing something because of said person or said persons, and then we kind of take their little notches and tool belts of how they've done it, and then try it out for ourselves, and trial and error, and see what works for us, and kind of work around that. I'd say a constant theme is like awareness, definitely. Trying to be as aware of yourself as possible. You have good days, you have bad days, whether that be in just life in general or on a set goal you're working towards. Maybe you didn't achieve something you said you were going to set yourself to do and got to take it on the chin. And again, so I said things like those typical negatives that seem to be at play can be quickly kind of subdued, being aware of them and just sitting down and being like, okay, that's, yeah, it's kind of laugh at yourself in a respect, like, oh, you got frustrated over that, really? Okay, fair enough, man. Well, do you know what, tomorrow's a new day, or well, you didn't get that done, you got this done, or even just whatever works for you. That works for me. That might not work for someone else. Somebody may beat themselves down about it and use that as a fuel to be like, oh man, you've really skipped the boat this time. You need to push it. You need to give it 110 next time. And then they end up smashing it at whatever they do. There's a million of directions you can go about it. But it's just about being aware of yourself and also being aware of how your little kind of tools you've learned from other people or developed yourself, how they work for you in those situations.
Sure, man. Appreciate that. I think one thing I'd love to add on to that, which is with a lot of the additional kind of phone use and pads and probably PS4s. I'm sure a few young people's thumbs are getting pretty sore out there.
Pew, pew, pew.
I killed you, man. I shot you, stay down. Is that to get grounding yourself. For me, it's hugely, hugely valuable. Okay, fine, I spend most of my life in barefoot, if not clothes. But there's reason for that, and that is that you accumulate these electromagnetic frequencies. So you store them like a battery, and too much of anything, not that good for you. So too much of these frequencies, bottom line is you can get rid of this by simply just going outside, being on your lawn, just, I don't know, standing in your flower bed for all I care, you know, mind the flowers. They are living things. This is how you ground yourself. The more of yourself that is on the ground, well, the better and quicker that grounding is. Okay, I can't see many people swimming in their, you know, flower patch or whatever. But at the same time, that grounding bit is really important, and it resets you. It resets you, and that kind of then adds directly into being amongst nature. And for those fortunate enough to, in fact, no, if you even have, if you have that plant on your windowsill, feed it, water it, talk to it, you know, watch it grow. Have some. These things are living beings, and they thrive on you being there, and you thrive on them being there. They give you what you need to breathe, and they need what you got. So there's just a symbiosis there as a default setting where you can have that relationship. And this is another thing what we were saying, just about simplifying life in order to kind of see a lot of that richness. And now it's perfect for that. It's perfect. And some people might go there kicking and screaming and whatever. But what I'm saying is more for the people who are already kind of, they're already kind of there, and it just takes, well, maybe what's happening now in order to kind of relax into that a little bit. So, yeah, I'm a big one for nature and grounding. And whilst we're playing with our electronic devices, which is good fun and whatever, you know, it's good to do that. And for yourself, Tyler, about like physical, you said you were meeting up with a friend and, you know, doing physical stuff. How do you find that? What's that difference there for you?
Oh, man. Oh, honestly, it's been great because, so obviously I said to you that me and a good friend of mine, Alan, Alan Coops, yeah. If you're listening, man. How, dude? Hey, dude. So every Sunday for the past, like, I think it's like 9 weeks now, 9-10 weeks, we've been going to this chalk, like old chalk quarry nearby our area. Just been kind of driving down there and then doing some training, running up the hills. We found some old tire, been flipping the tire. We've just been doing somebody would call probably a madness. You're in direct sunlight, just doing training for a good 3-4 hours some days, on a Sunday. It's got to the point now, so like we're so like invested in it, we've started calling it church. It's like our church. Every Sunday we've got to go and get our grind on, you know. Love it. And do you know what? It's been an amazing experience, man. I think another side of that is like kind of the history behind it is that we talked about this last winter. We thought, oh man, like the weather's not so good, we're not as motivated at the moment, everything seems grey at the moment. Chalk quarry bit when it's wet it would be very fun as in not fun to get started in there. So we thought when we're motivated, boom, summer, it'll be nice, hot, good vibes, we'll go together and we'll just get stuck in, and then obviously see if people want to come along, we'll build a group out of it. So had all these ideas rushing around, what it could possibly turn into, like our own cult of fitness. Welcome to the quarry. But just to get started with me and him training, and it's been fantastic, man. Like even on a physical level, lost a whole ton of like body fat percentage. I wouldn't say I've lost a lot of weight. A lot of it's kind of like the physical resistance side as well. We've been having like weighted vests, training with weights and stuff elsewhere. So it's been a good booster more than anything to get us back on the motivation of training, especially now with like kind of with the gyms like kind of closed, any gym freaks and stuff. It's a tough time, man, especially kind of dudes and ladies and peeps who hit the weights and appreciate kind of resistance training like that. It's a tough time if you don't have it. So it's just going out into somewhere like that kind of quarry, and there's nature surrounding you, it's good clean air, open skies, and some really good people as well. As I said, like a good environment, everybody wants to know each other or see how everyone's doing. You always get a wave, hello, stay safe, all that goodness. It's nice to see. It's just good vibes all around. Yeah, super motivating.
Yeah, I found that wine helps.
Everyone has their own vice. Mine's just physical suffering. Yours is wine. I like that.
Yeah, going out for a skate. No, I appreciate that. I obviously, fully understand where you're coming from, and everyone sort of like different, and you take your own physical stuff to where you're at and what's comfortable. You know, some will be yoga. In fact, you know, in this time, it's been a really good opportunity because I'm not like at work all the time. You know, I'm at home working from home as a lot of the time, then able to take the practices I've always kind of wanted to do and spend a lot of time just mooching around in the day, and then finding myself with a little bit of time where I can just stretch out a bit and do some yoga or try some Tai Chi, which I keep calling Chai Chi.
Geoff.
Go on.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, man. Yeah, so it's just kind of going off of that on that point there. It's it's a perfect opportunity now. This is, again, another one of those positives of the opportunity. It's that kind of put your money where your mouth is. There's a lot of people, there's a very large majority of us in the world who have day jobs. You have a set time, and a lot of your time is eaten up into a routine that you're a part of, which is absolutely fine. But now it's finally, you have that time where you think, oh, if I had that free time, or I'm always doing this or always working. If I had some free time, I'd do this for myself. And it's like, great, you've got like, nearly 2 months now. I had an opportunity to do that. And it's a really, it's that side of, okay, are you in the right kind of mindset? Are you in the right kind of state where you really would be doing that? Are you pushing? Are you doing that? Are you motivating yourself? Are you put a plan in, or at least acting towards what you said you would do if you had that free time?
I think that's so important. You're in control of your stuff, which then goes back. It's like, I don't know, we'll have to sort of like wrap this up in a bit. But then that goes into the responsibility equals freedom. With expecting everybody else to be responsible for your stuff in part of it takes away your opportunity to be free of those things, because you're always looking to somebody else for that answer. And given any scenario, even an everyday scenario, when people say, oh, well, I wonder what it's like when we go back to blah, blah, who knows, mate? You don't even know if it's going to be the same, different. And it's all over the place now, so don't expect anything, because that's the only thing you can ever expect is, well, weirdness and change. Then what you just said there is huge, because then you get to actually draw on yourself as your own resource. Well, isn't that funny that as a tiny little thread in that metaphorical carpet again, that we're part of a massive thing, a pattern of life, which you're very important. That's right, but you're part of a huge thing, so you can look cosmically. And if those who meditate, and you can feel that inside you, you know, your very blood vessels, you know, makeup of your bones, the whole lot. And that's the stuff that we can see, let alone the stuff that we have no hope in seeing at this point in time. Well, you you can expand those horizons and know that you are part of this. You are not separate. And whilst you're lost in the drama a bit, turn some of that drama down in order to take advantage of where this is, where this definitely is at right now. Because what you, I think what you just explained, what a wonderful way to kind of finish up on that, is such an awesome thing, because it puts the person in the driver's seat. And I don't know, just a tiny little thing, I talk to a lot of young people, it's part of my work, of what I do, and one-to-one, and I've heard this way more than once, which is, with school being out, but I'm still doing like some of my work, well, my anxiety is dropping off a cliff, and I'm wondering, do I need the meds I'm on? It's a question I've been told that young people are asking themselves, you know, who am I to say this, that, or the other? It's just an interesting something for someone to say, where the anxiety, a lot of these young people are feeling a bit more freed up in the spirit in order to, well, don't know, in all honesty, but in order to question some of the stuff that the world has put on them because of the stresses and the strains and the pressures, who is this situation likely to bend and flex towards? Because I don't think it's, you know, the even sort of my generation. It better not be, in my view. I hope it's for where, you know, your folk are at and way younger. And I don't see how it can't be, because, again, we're part of a way bigger thing that we are not in control of, but you get to be a part of, which is it's a stunning thing, really. So how about before we then wrap up, my friend, before we go, is there anything else you'd like to kind of say to folks before we kind of call this a night, a day, a thing, a show?
I guess my kind of approach to life and such is, make mistakes, man. They're growing part of the right. you're only ever going to make you're only going to set and do things that you set for yourself by going out and doing it the wrong way sometimes, and then you eventually step in the right way, because as long as you're walking in the right
what? You just fall off a cliff. Oh, there you go. You just drifted out. You said like, if you're in the right, and I'm presuming mindset, but I don't know.
Yeah. So right mindset, or if you're in you're going in the right direction, the right path,
yeah,
and you're keeping awareness of where you want to go, then nothing can go wrong, really. It's all on perspective. Mistakes are, again, what they say, a stepping stone to success, and I'm a very, very strong believer of that. And however you choose to go about that path in life, do it, man. Do it.
I think that kind of route, I really appreciate that, my friend, and I think going that kind of a route is only going to see you right, even if it kind of sucks and bites at the time. You got to know that is the very fuel that makes things better, but on a very solid, far more longevity kind of, and more value in it. You know, it's not just for a puppy that's just for Christmas. You know, this stuff is for life. In fact, it's past this life. You're taking this on, this kind of learning on into other areas, you know. And if you're not spiraling up, well, if you're spiraling down or staying stagnant, so I know which way I'd prefer to go. So is it worth risking it? I think you and I would both agree that, yeah, clearly. So be brave, make mistakes. And yeah, I want to say thank you. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, sorry. Well, obviously, I want to say as well, thank you for inviting me, man. I really appreciate it. And obviously, thank you to everyone who's listening, whether you enjoyed my words or not. All love to you guys and yourself, Geoff.
Yay, much love to you, man. Big up. I'm just imagining our two English voices in Canada like almost company geezers, apples and pears. anyway, look, want to say thank you to Tyler McCarroll, great guy. Thanks for sharing some. Well, this time is, the time goes always so quickly. So a little reminder about LifeWise, because I'm pretty rubbish at doing this. A well-being focus that works with people one-to-one predominantly, but I do group work. and we can work in order to get you getting the person back to themselves in order to be off your pop, a bit more autonomous. And that can be done through healing or discussion-based work or whichever like that. So I hope you have enjoyed this show out there, everybody. And I will leave you with probably the most important thing in life, which is, how do you get Pikachu onto a bus?
How do you, John?
Oh, Pokemon. That's right.
No.
You knew I'd do that.
Mind blown, man. Mind blown.
Oh, wow, it's a comedian. Anyway, Tyler, wonderful. Thanks again, my friend.
No, blessings, man. Peace and love, bro. Speak soon.
Yeah, indeed. Be well. Much love. Be well, everyone. And big love to you out there. All right. Peace out, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.